The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got Jeff Shore with me today. Jeff is the previous national sales director for KB Home, a Fortune 500 home builder, and he's now the founder of Shore Consulting, which is a California-based firm specializing in housing sales. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Great, Jeff. I wanted you to come on the show because there's been large supply of purchasers that we have not seen, the millennial purchasers, and I'd like you to speak to that audience this morning for just a couple minutes and why this is the right time to buy.
It's really interesting. Every housing recovery we've ever had in real estate history has been led by first-time buyers, except for this one. The millennials have really sat on the sidelines, waiting, I suppose, for the right time and for the right ability. But we're starting to see this convergence of factors that are all pointing in the right direction at exactly the same time, and they all strongly to a great opportunity for that first-time buyer, especially that younger buyer.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. I think that the fact that we have lost that audience, mostly due to what fairly high unemployment among the millennials, I've heard as much as 30%, 35% unemployment in that demographic. Do you see that that's improving?
There's no question about it, but we're also seeing it's not just the employment getting better, but also we're seeing financing getting easier. So lenders had really overcorrected after the debacle of the 2005 to 2007 fog and mirror test, where it was very difficult for first-time buyers to get a loan. Now the lending requirements are getting easier, less down payment necessary to be able to buy, closing costs are less. So on the financing side, definitely getting easier. But we're also starting to see inventory open up now a little bit. Those, as prices have gone up, people are selling now their smaller homes and moving up, and that's freeing up inventory for those first-time buyers to be able to come in and find that smaller priced home, or that lower priced home, the smaller home, perfect for the millennial buyer.
Mm-hmm. If you could give me a projection in terms of the Washington, D.C. area, have you done any analysis for where we are? Because as I was listening to Stephen Fuller, who's chief economist at George Mason University last week, he was suggesting that the D.C. area of the top 15 metropolitan areas is growing the slowest. We had a total of 20,000 jobs created year over year between Northern Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. In fact, in Maryland, we actually had job loss. We just do not have the kind of economic structure in the state of Maryland that is encouraging business growth and encouraging the encouraging first-time homebuyers to come into our county the way that they should be. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see that change. Clearly, I'm lamenting the fact that we are growing slower than Detroit right now. Do you have any perspective from where you are about the D.C. area?
Well, the big issue you have more than anything else is land prices are very, very high. That makes it very difficult for builders to come in and supply the market with less expensive housing. So in order for a builder to come in and still be able to make a profit, they have to build bigger and bigger homes at a much higher price. That makes it very, very difficult, especially for the first-time buyer. The good news is that balancing off the slow job growth is the fact that in that greater area, in the greater D.C. Baltimore area, you are finding still a lot of pent-up demand because so many people did not buy for so long. Mm-hmm. So the problem that we've got right now is much more on the supply side than on the demand side. There are more people who want to buy homes than there are new homes being constructed, especially in the affordable level for the first-time buyers.
Yeah, it's interesting because Fuller, his projection is that the new home buying is not going to rise the way that it has. New home market is actually fairly weak and not gaining strength, and I think that's because the price point is putting a lot of people out of reach.
That's right. It's not on the supply side. It's on the demand side. We cannot supply to the lower part of the market, to that first time buyer of the market. But you're also dealing with the idea, again, of land costs being very, very high. It makes it a risky market. Builders are still pretty skittish from everything that they went through the 2008 to 2012 time. It takes a while to ramp up that machine again. So we are going to see a sort of a plotting effect. But again, the demand is there if we could find the supply.
Thank you so much, Jeff. If people want to look you up online, where would they go?
JeffShore.com is the easy way to get there.
Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Time to turn our attention to a wonderful continuing care retirement community in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and that is Asbury Methodist Village. Nancy Rasavage, who's a retirement counselor, that joins me this morning.
Good morning, Eric.
I'm so happy to have you on the show, and we are going to have a lecture coming up on the 9th. It's Asbury University, and why don't you tell the audience a bit about this?
Sure. Actually, we're doing a three-part series. We're starting off on April 2nd by talking about what is so special about a senior living community. We're following that with an April 7th, a Keeping Your Brain Fit segment, mm-hmm. and then concluding it with you, Eric, and we have named the segment Secrets to Selling Your Home for Top Dollar, and that's on April 9th, and it's at 1 o'clock.
So if you're interested in RSVPing for this event, how would they do so?
Well, they would call 301-637-8604. And make sure when you call in that you do refer that you heard it on the radio. And I would call in soon because it is filling quite fast.
Let's repeat that number a couple more times for our audience.
Okay, sure. Yeah. 301-637-8604.
Again, that's 301-867.
No. 301-637-8604.
637-8604. Okay, and please reference that you've heard it here on the show. Wonderful events that Asbury puts on. It's exciting. There's some refreshments, and I'll give a lecture on secrets to selling your home for top dollar there at Asbury. This is going to be on April 9th at 1 p.m. If you've never been up to visit, please contact them again at 301-637-8604. All right, great.
Correct.
So, Nancy Rasavage, thanks for joining us, and did you have anything
thanks
else?
Thanks for having me. No, yeah. Thanks for having me, and we look forward to seeing some of your listeners at our event. It's a great way to see a little bit of our community and learn about how to sell their home for the spring.
Oh, tell our audience a bit more about the event itself. What's going to happen there?
Oh, sure. At the Secrets to Selling Your Home for Top Dollar on April 9th, they'll be coming around 12:30 to register, and 1 o'clock it will be the start time, and you will be discussing the secrets to selling their home, and they will be enjoying a luncheon prepared by Asbury. It's just a taste of what you could have if you lived in our community. The people that are coming to this event are going to be fairly new to Asbury and the spring market, so we are looking forward to meeting a lot of new people at this event.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you're new to the whole process, maybe you're just realizing that it's something I need to consider, you haven't taken any steps forward, or maybe you're ready to make a decision, either way, come visit and meet Nancy and the crew. Again, the number to call is 301-637-8604 at Asbury Methodist Village. Again, 301-637-8604. And if you mention the Eric Stewart Show, she'll have a special gift for you there when you register. Nancy, thanks for joining me on the show again. Always a pleasure, and we'd love to have you back to tell us one of your wonderful stories sometime soon.
Oh, I would love to. I look forward to it. I'll see you on the 9th.
See you on the 9th. I've got Stuart Rosenthal coming up in just a moment with his Beacon Bits here on the Eric Stewart Show. So don't go away.